I just like saying the word bugger. Cartoon Network launches Oldseed Bugger Farce, 6th of February 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for our news. Atlanta, Georgia. Turner Broadcasting has decided to launch a new animated cartoon series on Cartoon Network to be called Obscene Bugger Farce. The title of the show was inspired by Ted Turner's slip of the tongue in referring to the network series Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which had made the news recently when blinking electronic devices were installed on bridges and subway platforms to promote the series, though mistaken as terrorist bombs. Turner, flustered, referred to Aqua Teen Hunger Force as Obscene Bugger Farce. Cartoon Network's writers and producers, many of whom are homosexual, were listening. The result of Turner's gaffe is the new series. Although the details concerning Obscene Bugger Farce are still being developed, insiders claim that it will be, quote, a truly repulsive show that, for this reason, will do well in the ratings, especially since it panders to the lowest common denominators, sex and violence, end quote. As the show's title suggests, the main character, an octopus, will be a bugger or sodomite. Tentatively, his name is Homer Siguel. The plots will hinge on Homer's attempt to find sexual partners, or ketamites, among the population of his undersea home. A tipster at Cartoon Network told a news reporter, Lawton Lies, of Telefon.
Think of it as a gay version of SpongeBob SquarePants.
The leading lady, as it were, is a coral reef named Vi Ross, who, living in an otherwise all-male environment, seeks to lure a companion among her male characters, all of whom, like Homer, are gay. In her desperation, she uses any ruse she can think of, and the anonymous insider says,
Vi has quite a body and hilarious imagination. You wouldn't think a coral reef could be all that sexy, but somehow Vi manages to pull it off.
Fortunately for her, her would-be paramours, Vi, like the Trix cereal rabbit, who's always trying to get a bowl of fruit-flavored breakfast food, never succeeds, for, as her name suggests, she is infected with a venereal disease. The series will be the first animated cartoon show to show male-male kissing involving maritime animals. Reportedly, Homer is quite a kisser, as a sea turtle, an electric eel, and a starfish that looks suspiciously like SpongeBob SquarePants' alleged paramour, Patrick, discover to their undying chagrin. Several of the characters resemble human sperm because a video game for adults, Catch the Sperm, which promotes safer sex, was created by the Swedish government at taxpayer expense, and its characters are in the public domain. Since they are free to use, Cartoon Network's executives decided to use them.
Why create characters when suitable ones are already there?
Again from the anonymous Cartoon Network's tipster. The show will include a parental advisory to hook the kids. Apprised of the show, Walt Disney Studio spokesman Minnie Mouse reminded parents that Cartoon Network's is not Disney. Ted Turner will be cited in the show's credits as its creator, since it was his mangling of the title Aqua Teen Teenage Hunger Force that inspired the show. Privately, Turner is said to be less than pleased at being named the creator of such a farcical farce. This has been Reverend Simulator for our news. Thank you for suffering.